With a wonder dog, do you see a putty tat? And Rich Thomas, what's your expert opinion on the meteorological situation?
Unusual weather we're having, ain't it?
It looks like everyone's in their place and ready to go. Stand by for three men and a lady.
I did call a putty tat.
Poor putty tat.
I love putty tat.
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
Yeah, that's me. I think I speak for Jay Scott with that. Certainly for Emily Hayes. The one guy we're not too sure about because he's
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
I hope you have our weather app on your phone or tablet. If you don't, get it on, get it now, because we have two storm systems over the next 4 days. Then we have the first of two Arctic blasts on the way. First one arriving in about 5 days on Sunday, and then another one later on that week, and then one more actually before the month of January is over. So it's going to be, quite a ride, quite a wild ride between now and the end of the month and into February. Cloudy this morning. I think we'll see gradual erosion of the clouds by, let's say, mid to late morning. Gradual clearing, high in the low 50s. Partly cloudy, cold again tonight, overnight low 34. Tomorrow, nice day, sunshine, high 59, maybe 60. Best day of the week. Thursday, chance of showers by, let's say, late Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, Thursday night, high 62. Friday's high, mid to upper 60s, as we're in between storm systems briefly. And then on Saturday, showers become likely and maybe some thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. And, we're watching to see if some of those will be on the strong side. This is a significant front that moves through, and behind it is the coldest air of the season by far. By Monday morning, we could have lows in the low 20s, wind chill factor 10 to 15 degrees. And the afternoon high may only be in the middle 30s on Monday. I kid you not. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, north winds at 10 miles per hour. Temperature is 41. It's 8:04.
Hey, Montgomery. This is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you. MPB stands for Montgomery Paint and Body. Did you know that? Yeah. They have been around for over 30 years. In fact, I've been a customer for over 30 years. They used to be at their old location off the Northeastern Bypass. Now, they're on the boulevard, off the boulevard, on East Shirley Lane. Their phone number is easy to remember, 27 Rec with a W. We always talk about their expertise, and not only that, their attention to detail. And I'm talking about not only the damage you see with your naked eye, we're talking about damage that they see behind that panel, behind that bumper, under that chassis. That's right. The Turner family for years have been second to none here as far as their meticulous care of your car. And not only that, not only do they fix the car right, they work well with the insurance company, because when I pick up the phone and tell the insurance company I'm taking my vehicle to MPB, they said, fine. Great, no problem. And that's because they're straight shooters and always have been. So give them a call, and when you get that phone call that your car is ready, not only will it be fixed right, it will be detailed just like it came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, and as we've always said, maybe better.
Glad you could join us this morning at 5 minutes after 8 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Sounded NPR for a second there.
No, just caught momentarily with my pants in the down position. It happens in this business from time to time.
So, what have you said about the conundrum?
This is a test. Had this been an actual emergency?
Well, I have another one here that's based on a news story.
Why do I? What?
And that is that the average woman spends $3 at what?
Go ahead.
What was the face for?
No, just go ahead. The average woman spends $3 a day
on her blank. Not that blank. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
It's true. It's nothing, naughty or vulgar.
Or rude.
Or distasteful or rude.
Okay.
Or stereotypical.
It just works
is it
out
stereotypical?
That the average woman over a year averages about $3 a day spending money on what part of her body? We got to make it simple because we got.
Would this be something Andrew James would know?
No. What? He's not really our target.
We kid about Andrew's young. His naivety and his age.
We kid because we are.
We like him.
Yeah, we like him.
We do.
To some extent.
I'm going to take breakfast to them tomorrow morning.
If only we knew at his age what we know now.
I know.
Where would we be? It's that kind of a thing. So, yeah, there's a kid with us.
You remember that time you told me you didn't need me for the first 40 minutes of the show?
No. I don't remember saying that.
I do.
I don't remember him ever saying that.
Yeah. Man, and we just deleted it off the DVR, too.
See if that's a conundrum guesser.
Sure, we'll do.
We do have a Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. Before we get started, get the ball rolling, let's see how the roads are moving.
That's it.
We're into the 8 o'clock hour of the rush hour this morning. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a little bit crowded on I-65 South around Highway 143 as people are entering to your right. Be careful in that area. Slows down again around Clay Street. But otherwise, I-85 is looking good this morning. We've got a crowd on the bypass. It's really busy at the intersections of the Troy Highway and the intersection with I-85. We're wrapping up the school zones. Be careful in the school zones. Watch for the buses and kids. Remember, speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember how much I hated it when you had to leave at 8:20 every morning?
Did you hate it?
Yeah, of course
or were
I
you
did.
Secretly relieved?
No, I hated it.
The show...
Isn't your anniversary with us this
January
week?
January 18th.
It's a Friday.
Friday. We ought to have an Emily segment this Friday.
Let's do that.
I have to leave early this Friday. Oh. I do. I have a dentist appointment.
Wow, what a week, because Thursday's the anniversary of the great blizzard last year.
The big snow, yep.
And then who are you?
Friday is Emily's two-year anniversary.
Really needs to go to the dentist.
All right, Buddy's on the line. I think Buddy has a guest on this conundrum.
What's up, Buddy?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Greg, Emily, Rich, and Jay.
Hey, hi. Good morning, Buddy.
I'm going to say her hair.
All right, Buddy says the average woman spends $3 a day on her hair. Is not it. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's the conundrum. $10 of good eats.
Mm-hmm.
Good eatings at the Seafood Bistro. Got a gift card to give away for the correct answer at 272-9228. The average woman spends $3 a day. It's not like she comes up with $3 every morning and spends it.
That's what it averages out to. I got you.
Where are the ladies? Why aren't they calling 272-9228?
By the way, folks, we normally know the answer to these questions. However, we're in the dark on this one. So
it's not been shared with
it's
us.
It's not been... we don't know.
Well, I didn't know the name of the backwards song, so...
I'm not doing this because...
Oh, yeah, I forgot to read your hieroglyphics.
It's not that.
So what kind of hieroglyphics?
You have to wiggle your fingers as you do that.
What kind of hieroglyphics would you give us for the answer to this?
What a swim like an eagle.
I'm giving you a soundoglyphic for a clue. 272-9228.
Okay.
So the average woman spends $3 a day on this part of her
new stock. Who's this?
Take the $3 and run.
We're queuing up some calls now at 272-9228. I got a number I'd like to give you. It's the one you call Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK when you are interested in considering a LASIK procedure, because step one, it's free, is to see the refractive surgery counselor to see if LASIK will fix your vision issue. That number is 271-3804, 271-3804. If you've heard about LASIK and want to know more, before you're convinced it's a viable option. I'll tell you, you know, just the chance to give up glasses and having to find them and clean them and then buy new triple sets of readers every month.
There's some downstairs next to the sink. I just assumed those were yours.
Oh, they may be.
Yeah,
they are schmutzed.
They're schmutzed.
Heck and back.
They're mine. You can go to onlinemep.com. Dr. Swan has a video there. You got such experience at this practice that was founded in 1945. LASIK, of course, a relatively new procedure, but nobody has more experience with it than Dr. Swan and Shen. So you're in the best possible hands from beginning to end, and they can help you with all your family eye care needs. That's 271-3804 or visit onlinemep.com. Now we can go back to the phone. Jay's got the calls all queued. And let's see who's going to win this sucker. Here's Calvin.
Hey.
The average woman spends about $3 a day on her what?
I'm going to say her skin.
Skin?
She's $3 a day on skin. Give me skin. Nope. Nope.
No.
Good. Good guess.
All right, thank you.
And speaking of skin, CryoSkin 3.0, Ryan will be here to talk to us about that. Randall.
Yeah.
Whoa, Randall.
Hey, what's up?
Guess is makeup.
I'm looking for the answer to be a body part. That is not the answer we need. We need a specific part of the anatomy. Steven.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey.
How about her nails?
Nails. I'm sorry, that is not it either. 272-9228. Now, you asked about the ladies calling. Amber is here.
Hi, Amber.
Average lady spends $3 a day on what part of her?
Face.
$3 a day on her face? That's the winning answer.
Yay!
Yay!
Jason.
That's exciting.
Okay, Flip.
How do we turn that off?
I can lower the volume. I can't turn it off.
What are you, a seal?
Throw her a piece of tuna.
What?
Get her a ball.
So, Amber, you...
Amber, what is your problem?
Amber, you've won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, nice? Wow. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, very cool.
Thank you so much.
All right, now hang on, because Jay's got to get some information from you. And while Jay is getting the information from you, Emily.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
And tell Amber what to think about getting
here. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and this is the part of the show where they actually want me to talk. So let me tell you about the Seafood Bistro over at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Now, we understand it's a busy time of year. You can't always get away from your desk at lunchtime to go have a tasty lunch. Think about the Seafood Bistro for dinner. It's not just lunchtime. It's dinner time, too. And if you really need a Cajun craving fixin' at lunchtime and you can't get away from the office, they are on the waiter app, so you're covered there. Now, let's talk about what they have to offer. Bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers to start, crab claws, dragon shrimp, the Cajun bacon cheddar fries, all of it. Amazing. And that's just the appetizers. You move down to things like shrimp and grits, barbecue shrimp, red beans and rice, gumbo. You can do the boil bags, which we are a big fan of here at News Talk. The menu is so massive, there's not enough time to talk about it on the air, so you need to go check it out at the Seafood Bistro Dakim, or go in person, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Tell Paul and Jessica that we all said hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, say it that way.
Like Pee Wee Herman.
Hello!
8:15, we've got news. We have, it's something based on a story in yesterday's stupid news, and then we'll have today's stupid news following that.
Oh, by the way, Amber, who won, first time caller.
See? Right. See, it pays off, people. It pays off.
Jebra?
Please clap.
All right.
at 6 p.m. tonight.
Let's listen for Joey.
Good idea. The Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6 following happy hour, assuming I live till 6 p.m.
8-6 from Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A lawsuit filed against the Selma City Council by Selma Mayor Dario Melton is thrown out by a judge. Melton filed suit back in October after the city council voted to assume appointment powers over some key city positions. Melton is expected to appeal this decision. An early morning fire at the Macon County Courthouse remains under investigation. County officials say a courthouse room caught fire early Monday morning. It's the same courthouse that authorities say was intentionally set on fire back in 2016. No injuries were reported. And no arrests after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Police say a man was found shot at the intersection of Chisholm and Broadview Streets. His injuries are not life-threatening. Please call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the 2-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
If you're a white trash wine connoisseur who prefers drinking vino from a dented potato chip can, come to the Walmart Pringles Winery Tour.
Excellent bouquet. Do I detect notes of sour cream and onion, Mr. Wine Smellier?
Actually, madame, that is a barbecue merlot with just a hint of jalapeno, a perfect pairing with beef jerky and sadness.
At the Walmart Pringles Winery, you'll learn how our wine gets made.
Look at me! I'm in stepping on tater chips with my bare feet. Ouch, dagnabbit! That one was ruffled.
And we let every visitor drive around hammered in an electric cart.
Yee-haw! Clean up in aisle 7.
The Walmart Pringles Winery Tour. Because, let's face it, if you're guzzling wine from a Pringles can, you ain't going to Napa.
That may be the stupidest idea you've ever had, and you've had some pretty stupid ones.
You are correct.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
News that's electrifyingly stupid, like a guy in San Jose, California, spending $1,500 to rent a studio apartment for his two cats.
I don't think that's stupid at all.
Hey, if you got it, and that makes you feel better, I'm all for it.
My cats have their own room at our house.
I go to the store every Sunday to Food Outlet. And I spend at least an hour on every Sunday grilling chicken tenders for my little monsters. And one very special girl. So I get it. You don't have to convince me that if you got the money to do it and you're not allowed to have them where you're currently living, you got to figure out something.
Yeah, I mean, you took on that responsibility.
And out there in Silicon Valley, they have the money to do it. But we also came up with this hilarious bit.
Well, we're coughing them up.
I wonder if they have Wi-Fi and good internet signal.
What do you... We should do this one morning and just take a survey of the listeners. What television network do you leave on for your pets?
Well, this weekend when I was reorganizing the kitchen because, you know, stress cleaning, I had it on Cozy so they could watch Lassie.
Lassie!
And hopefully they'd pick up some dang old tips from Lassie on how to behave.
There is a dog channel, you know that?
There is
a channel for dogs.
there is.
If there's a channel for anything, I know you can pick it up in your place.
No, I don't have the dog channel.
You pay for it?
It's a pay channel, and Bailey doesn't watch or care about what's on the TV.
New Star.
They watched Project Runway with me last night.
I wonder if anybody has studied that to see if television is actually a real companion to a pet when you're out of the house.
It is to some pets. I like to have audio on. Do you leave something on?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Can't have the house quiet.
Yeah.
I could put this to you.
Go for it.
Let's just talk about somebody else that got married and it didn't work out.
Oh.
What?
Bill Henricks and Mary Ziegler live in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They met in high school and were married 21 years before they got divorced in 1995. But they stayed friendly after their divorce, partly because they have two kids together and they saw each other a lot. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? That reminds me of me and Janelle's mom. Unfortunately, this is not the way it works out for a lot. And that's the one comment I've gotten over the years from people is it's great that you make an effort so that you can both enjoy the kids while you move on with your life without being bitter and angry and ugly with each other. But this is above and beyond. Bill needed a new kidney, and it turned out that his ex, Mary, was a match, and she gave him one of hers.
That's awesome.
The surgery went down in October. They made no public announcement about it until they knew it was taken and he'd adapted to it and everything was going to be fine. He says what Mary did for him was incredible, and he's still blown away by the fact that she made that gesture all those years after their marriage and their lives have moved on. So there's your uplifting story of the
very
day.
Very nice.
Isn't that nice? I think that's very cool. Speaking of cool people who work very hard for their clients, Mr. Morris Capuano from Renaissance Bank joining us. Hey, Morris, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. That was an interesting story you were telling about the guy in California who, you're going to love what I'm about to say, about the guy who rented a place for his cat.
Yeah. If you want to
buy a house for your cat, we have the perfect
thing. Oh, my God.
Ba-dum-bum. I've been waiting
to say that.
Sonny
Capuano with me.
God.
On Renaissance.
We have the perfect solution.
I like that. Thank you, Morris. Good work.
Thank you. So we do have the perfect solution. But guys, you know, these rates have been bouncing back and forth for a while. Now they've kind of settled down into the mid to upper fours, if your credit is good. And if that guy who's renting a place in California, $1,500 a month, rents aren't quite that high here. Okay, they're more like around an average of about $1,000, $1,100. That can get you into about $170,000 house, $160,000 house, which in many areas of Montgomery will buy you a nice house.
A really nice house.
And it will. You know, and what you got to do is, you know, and Greg, we've kind of preached this for a long time, is you want to kind of get pre-qualified. And a lot of people don't know what some of the questions that they should be asking are. So, you know, there are a lot of questions to ask. And it's, buying a home is a big decision that you have to make. You're making an investment in yourself. You're establishing roots in the River Region. And not only do we do mortgages just in Montgomery, we do it all throughout the state. We do it all throughout the Southeast. We're doing mortgage remotes anywhere in the United States. We're working with you in Georgia and Tennessee and Florida right now. So if you're thinking of moving, your kids are thinking about buying a home, and we've done business together, even if we haven't, and you want your kids to get sound advice in terms of asking the right questions, maybe they're buying a home for the first time, give us a buzz at 409-9300, because we're going to sit down with whoever wants to buy a home, and we're going to ask all the relevant questions that are important to making a decision.
And nobody works harder for you than Morris Capuano. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. The number to reach Morris is 409-9300, 409-9300, NMLS number 402669. We hope somebody comes in and gets that perfect deal today.
There we go. And I look forward to speaking with Janelle when you're ready.
Okay? All righty, man. It's 827.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good morning.
Thanks,
buddy. You too.
We're into the second half of the rush hour. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing us a busy day today, especially on I-65 southbound. You're going to slow down around the 143 exit and then again at Clay Street. Clay Street seems to be really busy this morning. Be careful in the downtown area. On the boulevard, it's stop and go, especially around the intersection of I-85 and the Troy Highway. Over on Taylor Road, it's busy around East Chase between East Chase and the Atlanta Highway. And the Atlanta Highway in the Bell Road area, really busy this morning. Any trade-in is worth $2,019. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 7, here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the
in
river
a
region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had.
Talk 93.
It's cold in here.
Yeah, it is.
What is our word?
Cold is our word.
Oh, it's the bobblehead word today.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Cold.
Yeah, it is. It's
cold.
The wind's picked up. It seems like it's been every morning, but I got my nice new.
Yeah, you look snug.
This is great when the weather is like this.
Is that Columbia?
No, I think it's Costco.
Oh, Costco. Start with a C.
That's nice. And Mrs. Bitterbuttle fixed my...
Yeah, your hoodie.
So my hoodie issue yesterday. Posted a couple of things on Facebook this morning that we're taking our time relative to the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And get an inside perspective. There was an op-ed yesterday that got a lot of attention. However, a Virginia woman whose federal employee husband is currently furloughed... Mm-hmm. Did okay this week. She won a $100,000 lottery prize.
There you go.
Then, and her ticket was drawn out of 554,000 entries during this drawing. She says, I cried. I couldn't believe it. The new money and the new vehicle that comes with it.
What?
She gets a new SUV, will allow her family to make a trip to Walt Disney World, no matter how long the shutdown
Everybody's
is.
Going to Disney.
Well, it's a good thing she won $100,000 because you can stay at Disney for a week.
Yeah.
Not to be a Weisenheimer, you know what I'm saying?
Boy.
All right, 8:35. The video's on my Facebook page, worth a watch, but winter is coming.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
If you're a regular video watcher of mine, my video that I make every morning, you've heard me hinting and warning that late January there'd be blasts of Arctic air coming in, and one colder than the other, and a successive round of them. Well, winter is coming soon. Stand by. Today, cloudy, which it is right now. The clouds are hanging tough, and I don't see many breaks at the moment on the satellite picture, but I think by mid-morning to late morning, we'll see some breaks and some erosion of the clouds, a gradual clearing. High today in the low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, cold again, low 34. Tomorrow, a nice day. A lot of sun. High 59 to 60 tomorrow. Best day of the week weather-wise, then on Thursday. Chance of showers, especially by later on in the afternoon, towards Thursday evening, Thursday night. High 62. Friday's high, mid to upper 60s, in between storm systems briefly with a mostly cloudy day. And then on Saturday, showers become likely, especially by later on in the afternoon. Maybe some thunderstorms too as we get towards Saturday evening, Saturday night. We'll be watching that system carefully because it's more potent than storm system number one. And back behind it, the cold air rushes in. Windy, dramatically colder on Sunday with falling temperatures. And then, you know, by Monday morning, I think we're in the low 20s. That's not wind chill. It's low 20s actual. And the wind chill, maybe 10, 12 degrees on Monday morning.
Oi!
High, I know. Tell me about it. High Monday, only in the middle 30s at best. 34, 35 maybe. Right now this morning, north winds at 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, it's 41, 8. 37.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
So every time Rich says windy in the forecast,
yeah,
automatically in my head, I start hearing... It's a default of mine.
I have a word, too. It's buttermilk, and that's the word you'll need to know between 3 and 6 this afternoon to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Oh,
buttermilk.
Tasty.
Buttermilk.
As in the buttermilk fried chicken tenders. And if you happen to enjoy that type of food, we're going to have somebody here to tell you how to get those extra calories off your waist in about a minute and a half.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a shooting last night in Montgomery. Police say a man was found shot at the intersection of Chisholm and Broadview Streets. His injuries are not life-threatening. Please call Crime Stoppers if you have any information. An early morning fire at the Macon County Courthouse remains under investigation. County officials say a courthouse room caught fire early Monday morning. It's the same courthouse that authorities say was intentionally set on fire back in 2016. No injuries were reported. And a lawsuit filed against the Selma City Council by Selma Mayor Dario Melton is thrown out by a judge. Melton filed suit back in October after the City Council voted to assume appointment powers over some key city positions. Melton is expected to appeal this decision. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing an easing of the traffic on the interstate, 65 and 85. Back up to a speed limit right. If you're coming into Montgomery on any of the 31s, you'll find a jam when you get to the intersection of the boulevard. Around the boulevard, we see slowdowns at the Troy Highway, the Wetumpka Highway, and, of course, at I-85 and the boulevard. Always a mess right there. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is Tuesday. Maybe you're feeling like it's Fat Tuesday because, duh, I knew I was going to earn one of those. Yeah. We have been telling you about Infusion Cryo and Laser for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And we've seen some real amazing things happen with cryotherapy and the laser therapy for pain. We've done the IVs, which work.
Amazing.
I think I want to do the anti-stress one next.
I see. I got you.
The nurse found my blood pressure was a little high on the upper number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Turner
has introduced, along with Dr. Darren Woodling, something brand new to infusion, which I've had the chance to try once, and I can tell you just off one session, it works. Krauskin 3.0, good to see you.
Good to see y'all.
Welcome.
I want you to come by and talk about this because I am not a doctor, but you are a degreed individual, and you work with a great doctor, with Dr. Woodling. And I wanted you to kind of explain the science, that device, and I decided I wanted to work on that waistline a little bit, you know?
It's on my mind, too.
And this Krauskin 3.0 is an amazing process. It's very comfortable. It takes, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah, 20 to 30, depending on the spot.
And what is that device? What is it called, and how does it work? How does it get to fat cells beneath the skin?
It's magic.
Yeah, so the Krauskin 3.0, if you remember, we put the gel on you.
Yeah.
And that gel basically helps conduct the cold down into the fat tissue. And what's happening is it's basically freezing your fat cells, causing it to bust, and then it's sent into your bloodstream, the remains of it after it bursts, and then that's filtered out through your body, through your lymphatic system. So
it's interesting in that, you know, he's describing a very active process. Mm-hmm. If I were to describe it, because there's absolutely no discomfort with this whatsoever, but I could feel under the area that you worked on, it felt busy in there.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of
it
people
really
say
did.
That, yeah.
That's the only word I could come up with, like there was activity going on.
Yeah, it's just, you can't really describe it, but a sensation. Yeah.
And before you do it, you measure, and I came out an inch.
Yeah, I think everybody, with the exception of one person that we've treated so far, has lost at least an inch. Men tend to respond to it a little bit better, but that one person that didn't lose an inch, it was right on the fringe of it. They didn't have a lot to lose.
So, so you see results the first time, but after two or three,
yeah, ideally you want to do, you know, 3 to 5 treatments, depending mm-hmm. upon the area.
Well, I'm certainly planning on coming back for a second, but I can't do it until we get Mr.
Yeah,
Thomas.
We're going to do it, Dan. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I am so excited.
Well, this is the thing. There, you know, I, many years ago, had a little liposculpting done. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it did the job, but it hurt like hell for a month. They have to, it's a surgical procedure, so you have to be anesthetized and all that. And considering the mammoth discomfort that I went through for about 30 days afterwards, if there's an alternative to that, I want to do it. That's why this is great. And it does work. I went to Florida after I had that treatment, mm-hmm. and the clothes I brought with me fit better. I was pulling my belt another notch
That's
tighter.
Amazing.
That's a nice thing to be able to do.
I'm excited.
That's awesome.
When you're, you know, like me and just a little bit past 50. Stupid thing. And when I was there Saturday getting the IV, there was a lady that you had treated for with the Krauskin 3.0. Now, you can also target specific things like cellulite or different parts of the body. If it's not just the waist.
Yeah, basically anywhere we can grab adipose tissue or fat, we can work on it. You know, there's two different ways you do it. One is a toning, which would be more for like the cellulite issues, tightening a skin up in a certain area. The other is a slimming, which is what we've done on you, which is the actual, it's a little more in-depth, and we're actually trying to kill off the fat so your body can excrete it. So,
can people get this by buying packages?
Yeah, typically that's what they do. Just do, you know, 3 to 5 sessions, and we sell it in packages. We can put it together however they want to. We're having some deals on it this month, along with a lot of people have been doing our metabolism IV and our injections just to help. You know, it helps kind of filter that stuff out of
sure.
you and hydrate you after you've gotten it done, which is important. So we have a special on that this month. So
so you do a Krauskin treatment and then the IV?
That's right, yep. So
see, and everything that happens here, it's all science, like the cryotherapy chamber. When I was there Saturday, our own LaDonna Brooks came in for cryotherapy, and she's been doing it a long time. She really loves it.
It's almost 3 years, man. Next month will be 3.
Wow.
Yep.
Why am I thinking 2?
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. But you're right, 2016. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Time goes by too fast.
Amazing.
Well, All of the treatments at Infusion are available on a package basis, and they all work. The recharge from 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber. If you've had chronic pain and you don't want to do medication and you want to try and at least avoid surgery, the laser is still available. And I had that done on my shoulder about 6-7 months ago when I fell behind the building and jammed my left shoulder. One session, and I had immediate relief from that. So these things work. And again, when you look at the cost of what a cosmetic surgical procedure
sure.
is
yep.
compared to what it costs to do the CryoSkin 3.0, it's not even comparable, but you'll get the result without the discomfort and all the rest of the misery that went with it. I would never do that again. And anybody that's had liposculpting or something even more serious, they didn't take a whole lot of weight off of me. It was more of a middle-aged sculpting procedure.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty rough on you.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, my torso was flaming red for about
ouch.
A month. Yeah. Mm. And I had to wear a wraparound just to be able to drive to work and back. It was dubiously worth it. So how can people get a hold of you and set up a consultation? Would you recommend that before they do the CryoSkin?
Yeah, for sure. We do that with everyone just to sit down and see exactly what you're looking to gain from it and exactly, you know, what we can do to help you out. The best way is just give us a call. It's 334-296-1662 and speak with myself or Lori and we'll get you scheduled to come in. Doesn't cost a thing to come in and sit down and talk to me, go over all the options, you know, of everything we do, whether it's IVs or CryoSkin or laser cryotherapy. And from there, we can kind of put it together, you know, to kind of customize it to the individual. So we optimize it every time you come through the door.
I can't wait till he gets to try it.
I'm excited. I've been thinking about it for a long time.
But you've had a lot of response to this.
Oh, yeah. It's very popular. This time of the year, everybody's, you know, looking
post-holiday,
to...
Post-holiday, yeah.
Yeah. Drop the pounds after the holidays, and everybody's on their workout kick. And we've got a lot of people who want a little boost going into, you know, trying to drop some pounds, and people who've been working out and want to kind of maximize what the problem areas they haven't been able to get rid of in the gym. So
yeah,
it's been really good.
This is what's so incredible about it, is it this is how you target areas that the gym can't fix, dieting can't fix, and get results. Thank you for coming in to explain the science behind CryoSkin 3.0 and all these great services available at Infusion at 296-1662. Website is infusioncryoandlaser.com.
That's right.
Ryan Turner, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. We are at 8:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our morning maroon nominees are next.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, 3 floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
luxury with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Today we're going to talk about Tuesday.
We have a pretty good radio show.
That's why this one's so awkward.
That's why this one's so awkward.
That's why this one is so awkward.
I thought it was awkward.
Maybe someday.
And again, our thanks to Ryan Turner from Infusion for stopping by to explain the science. It's really an amazing thing. After that first thing, I was relaxed, but I could tell that there was activity happening in the area that they treated. And I think it continues well after that first session. I mean, I would not have worn this vest.
That's not a vest. It's a sweatshirt.
It's a sweatshirt. Because sweatshirts didn't sit well on me. You know, they made me look a little heavier than I would like to be, especially with TV every morning.
Yeah, the TV.
Speaking of stars, we have Mumnut on the line. You still in the hospital?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
You know what the first thing I'm going to do when I get out of here is come over there and let's get nuts.
Let's get nuts.
Because I have a voucher, I guess you would call it.
Oh, that you haven't picked up from us? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave here, and I'm coming over there, and then we'll go get me some nuts.
Let's get nuts!
Well, we hope it's sooner than later. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Boy, do you ever, people, exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. And joining us on Tuesday, as he always does, to help us decide who's the dumbest of the dumb, Randy Burkhalter. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Hey,
y'all.
All right. Nominee number one comes from Oklahoma.
Hey, I was born in Oklahoma City. Did you know that? Now you do.
That's where this story comes from.
Okay.
Oklahoma City, where a man was in court, not because he was charged with a crime or a ticket or anything like that. He was accompanying a friend who dared him to walk into the courthouse and drop his pants. Now he does have a charge facing
him. I see. I see.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Did he win the bet, though?
Sure he did.
He must have triple dogged there.
Yeah. I then, guess what state?
Florida.
We have a guy who is in trouble because he threatened to kill somebody with kindness. Kindness was the nickname that 30-year-old Brian Stewart from scenic Milton, Florida, nicknamed his...
Milton.
Milton. Sounds like a boring place.
It's around Pensacola.
Yeah.
Actually, when he said kill with kindness, kindness is his nickname for his knife.
Oh.
So he and a neighbor got into a serious argument, and kindness does, the knife actually does have the inscription kindness
okay.
on it. The neighbor's going to be okay, but he's been arrested not for assault with kindness, but assault with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery, facing multiple years in jail if convicted. And then this takes some chutzpah, and this is kind of a gross story. An inmate at a prison in Nashville continued to insist he was not hiding contraband this month when police were taking photographs of a bag dangling from his keister.
What?
Yeah, this is what happens when you do too much drugs.
So he's making this assertion while they are...
Well, there's a plastic bag dangling from his backside.
Yeah.
Then, when the police said, oh, what's that bag dangling from your backside? He tried to fight the cops. He got pepper sprayed.
Have you ever been pepper sprayed?
I have been close to it once, but not because I was in trouble. Somebody was an experiment or something.
Yeah.
And it's bad. I mean, just
it's horrible.
A regulated exposure to that will make your eyes go crazy. So what do you think? Who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
I don't know what you think, Randy, but I think the guy who tries to win a bet by going into the the courtroom.
Yeah. And that just shows poor judgment.
That's not a good point.
That's one of those things where you should take that second to think,
Maybe not.
Maybe this is not a bet worth winning. So, all right, we'll give it to that knucklehead.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Rich Thomas says winter is coming. Randy, what should we be thinking about doing?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to post on Facebook. There's Neutrino puts out the feed company I buy from, Cargo Neutrino. They put out helpful hints for keeping, there's a lot of folks out there that have backyard poultry. Mm-hmm. And there's always some question about what to do with them when it gets real cold. So I'm going to post that on Facebook. But basically, I believe if the chickens are have a cover that you, when it gets below, you know, 40 degrees or so, it's a good time to put out some additional heat source. And that can just be as simple as a heat lamp. They put out enough heat generally to warm up an area and keep them good and safe. And of course, with freezing temperatures, always water is an issue.
Right.
Drain your hoses the night before. Be prepared to bust some ice that appears in waterers. If you have a stock tank, we have heaters for those. And if you have a horse that's out in a pasture or even really in an open a barn that gets drafty, we have what is called turnout blankets for horses.
Mm-hmm.
And can help hold in their body heat. So, yeah, we're prepared for cold weather for sure.
It's a good thing.
And, of course, thinking ahead, preparing your lawn for the spring, which is really not that far away now.
No, goodness, no. It'd be
get those weeds going before they start coming up with pre-emerge. I've done that to my lawn. I can't wait for the spring just for that alone, to tell you the truth. Great values on dog foods. Let me mention the equestrian supplies. And for just about any type of farming, planting, gardening, lawn need, they've not only got the products to sell you, but the answers and instructions on how to get the best benefit from it. Randy, your location and hours, please.
We are in Prattville at 1154 South Memorial, which is actually old Highway 31 on the south side of town. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
All right, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk again on Thursday.
Thanks.
It's just shy of 9 o'clock for the last time. Buttermilk is your bomb hours winning word of the day. Sometime between 3 and 6, we will ask you for buttermilk. If you're the ninth caller at 272-9228, and you'll win lunch for two, which is redeemable at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Don't forget, at Baumhauer's tomorrow night at our Wednesday night gathering, the guests of honor are Emily Hayes and fiancé. Close and in person.
Honestly,
with lime pie, too.
Oh, sweet, because the fiancé and I were speaking, and we don't think you've ever called him by his real name on air, so.
I don't think, well, look, even Rusty, when he was just boyfriend.
Yeah.
We have rusty bits that go back to before you even, when you were just, look, you know, predating.
You're just boy.
It's 2 years. A lot has happened. Look at the great luck that has come your way since you started working
with me. He was just boy then, right? Boy then boyfriend.
Guy in bar.
That's not far from the truth.
Well.
Roll Tide, y'all.
I mean, that kind of thing has worked well.
Girl in bar meets guy in bar. You know how the story goes.
Hey, look at this. Just when you feel like we're getting this thing rolling, our bus is pulling into camp.
I hear it. It's something.
Thank you, America. That's our show. That was a great show.
Great, man.
That was so much fun. I don't know why people say this show is terrible.
Be interesting to find out what went wrong there, but that's a whole other show.
We've come a long way from...